Kinship Radio, the all-new Mornings with Ryan and LaDonna. That was No Longer Slaves from Bethel Music. It is 8:46. We got 69 degrees in Fort Dodge and Mankato. Ever yeet a jellyfish?
Yeet a jellyfish or eat?
Yeet. Yeet. Yeeting.
Yeet it.
Are you familiar with the word yeet?
Yeah, like you pick it up and throw it.
Yeah.
Like yeet. You toss it away. No, I've never done that to a jellyfish.
Well, my kids hadn't either, but they did recently because we went to Oregon. They got to go
That's
to
right.
the ocean for the first time in their lives. You couldn't swim in it. It was too cold, and the waves apparently were very dangerous, but you could stand in the water at the very front, and there were these jellyfish all over
Ooh.
The beach. And at first, like, are they going to sting us?
Ooh, yeah, that would be my thought, too.
Quick Googling. Nope, these didn't sting people. So that it was one of Zebedee's favorite things was to find them and then fling them back into the water. I'm pretty sure they were all dead.
I was going to say, were they even alive? I don't know. I still would not touch a jellyfish. That freaks me out. If there's any risk involved of pain.
They were kind of fun to just poke. And
right. They're just these glubby, bubbly things.
Already dead. But it was kind of, our kids went into it thinking that they could swim. In the ocean. And so there was a little bit of a disappointment, like, oh, we can't swim. And my in-laws were like, no, you cannot, or we'll be rescuing you. You know, that kind of, it was actually kind of dangerous. But sometimes what you need to do isn't what you envisioned, but you can still make the best of it by yeeting the jellyfish. This is Kinship Radio.